Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 90, Being Led by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit keeping in step, sensitivity and obedience to the Spirit. Learning to keep in step with the Spirit has been one of the most practical and personal parts of my walk with Jesus. It's not something that happens automatically. It's something I've had to grow into. Often slowly, as I learn to recognize his promptings and respond with trust instead of hesitation. There have been moments when the Spirit nudged me to speak, moments when he urged me to stay quiet, and moments when he corrected my attitude before I even realized it had drifted. Those experiences taught me that staying sensitive to the Spirit is less about spiritual intensity and more about relational awareness. Paul writes, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." Galatians 5:25. That picture of walking in step has always meant a lot to me. It reminds me of walking with someone I care about. You match their pace. You stay close enough to hear their voice. You notice when they slow down or change direction. That's what the Spirit invites us into. He doesn't shout instructions from a distance. He walks with us, guiding through gentle impressions, quiet reminders, and timely corrections. Hebrews 5:14 talks about having our senses trained to discern good and evil. I've found that sensitivity to the Spirit grows the same way. It develops through practice. The more I respond to His promptings, the clearer they become. I've had times when I ignored a nudge and later realized the Spirit was trying to steer me away from frustration or toward encouragement. Those moments taught me to pay attention. The Spirit is always speaking. The question is whether I'm listening. Ephesians 5:15 through 18 calls us to walk wisely and be filled with the Spirit. That filling isn't a one-time event, it's a continual posture of openness. I've noticed that when my mind is cluttered or my heart is hurried, I'm less aware of His leading. But when I slow down, pray, and stay mindful of His presence, I recognize His direction more easily. Sometimes He leads through conviction, reminding me that my attitude needs adjusting. Other times He leads through wisdom, giving clarity I didn't have a moment earlier. Paul also warns in 1 Thessalonians 5:19 not to quench the Spirit. I've done that before without realizing it. I quenched Him when I resisted His correction. I quenched Him when I chose convenience over obedience. I quenched Him when I let fear override His prompting. But I've also experienced the joy of responding quickly when He speaks. Those moments often lead to unexpected peace, restored relationships, or opportunities I would have missed. Keeping in step with the Spirit is a daily practice of sensitivity and obedience. It's choosing to stay aware of His presence, responsive to His voice, and willing to follow even when the path feels unfamiliar. And every time I do, I find that His leading brings life, clarity, and a deeper connection with Jesus. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.